This is Long-Term Care Connections for April 15, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. WACA is partnering with DSHS to offer a free webinar on April 29 to present the draft regulations for memory care certification and to help assisted living providers to prepare for certification requirements. Assisted living facilities with memory care units must become certified and comply with new standards starting July 1, 2026. Learn more about the webinar and register today through the WACA events calendar. In January, the Department of Social and Health Services filed a CR-101, the first step of the rulemaking process, to comply with the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid requirements for critical incident reporting. CMS recently postponed implementation of several parts of the Federal Access Rule, and because of that, DSHS has paused work on the Critical Incidents, Medication Errors rulemaking. Home and community-based settings will continue to follow current reporting requirements for their setting. Any medication error that could be considered abuse or neglect still must be reported to the DSHS hotline and other entities, such as the Department of Health, should the individual who made the error be credentialed. That includes situations where there was a blatant disregard for resident safety, or the resident was harmed or at serious risk of harm due to the medication error. Contact RCS policy at dshs.wa.gov if you have any questions. All skilled nursing facilities are required to report on annual influenza vaccination among healthcare personnel by Monday, May 18, to meet CMS SNF quality reporting program requirements. Please visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org for more details about the data submission requirements and deadline, as well as links to training materials and contact information for support from the NHSN Help Desk. CMS has recently released a Notice of Funding Opportunity for the Make America Healthy Again, Enhancing Lifestyle and Evaluating Value-Based Approaches Through Evidence, or ELEVATE, Cooperative Grant Model. This voluntary initiative is designed to test lifestyle and functional medicine interventions that address chronic diseases that are not currently covered by Medicaid fee-for-service. The model is intended to complement traditional medical care by supporting whole-person approaches, including psychological, nutritional, physical, and self-care interventions. Visit LTC Connections online for more information and resources from our national affiliates at AHCA and Cal, including a summary of the model, FAQs, and the link to a recording from a recent webinar on the ELEVATE model. Washington's organics management laws are changing how facilities must interact with food waste. Under the Climate Commitment Act, the State Department of Ecology has been working to implement laws that include collection requirements for facilities producing organic waste of 96 gallons or more on a weekly basis. This means providers in some areas must arrange for waste removal and collection services through their local jurisdiction. These collection requirements pertain to a specifically designated business organic management area. As of last July, this area includes much of the western and central portion of the state, but new mapping will take place this summer. WACA is hosting a free webinar to help members prepare in anticipation of these laws, to be held on July 9th. Save the date, and contact Aiden Swain at WACA.org if you have any questions in the meantime. In this week's Grassroots Update, learn from advocacy leaders at the WACA Annual Convention next month. The Government Relations team will be hosting an advocacy panel to showcase leadership and advocacy from among our members and answer the hard-hitting questions about how we protect long-term care. The panel will be held on the first day of the convention and brings together facility leaders who have stepped into advocacy and gone above and beyond for their communities. This candid conversation will provide insights into what actually worked, what felt worth the time, and what surprised these powerful advocates when they connected with elected officials, all from a facility perspective. If you haven't already registered for the annual convention, make sure to reserve your spot today and secure your hotel room before our block rate expires on April 24th. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Join WACA and DSHS for a free webinar on April 29th to learn about the new regulations, application process, and inspection methods for these units and facilities. Join us for the WACA Annual Convention, May 18th to 20th at the Seattle Airport Marriott. You won't want to miss 3 days of engaging education from expert presenters, opportunities to have some fun and expand your professional network at social activities, and a trade show where you can learn more about our associate business partners and the services they offer to support your facility. Plus, you'll walk away inspired as we close out the convention by honoring our Excellence in Service Award winners at a special luncheon. We can't wait to see you there. Assisted Living Care Academy is back. This intensive, multi-day workshop begins June 9th and is designed for nurses, caregivers, and other assisted living leaders who want to learn more about running a wellness department in Washington. Join us for the full course, or just sign up for the standalone nurse delegation session on June 16th. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on waka.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.